the drilling moratorium just keeps taking its toll on our economy and our workers' morale. And I don't think it's making things better now that they're hearing that the White House may have known some of this information before they put the moratorium in place.
Clearly, the White House admits they knew putting the drilling moratorium back in place over the court's objection would cost nearly 24,000 American energy jobs. I think that's probably a low amount. And every day the moratorium continues, we're going to lose more jobs and more small businesses. My question is, Mr. President, how are you going to get our 24,000 jobs back? We want them back. These are good paying jobs by American workers. They did nothing wrong. All they want to do is go back to work. So, Mr. President, what's the plan to give us back our 24,000 jobs?
Well, you think he's going to hear that loud and clear from energy workers this week?
I think the president believes American energy workers are invisible. They'll bail out the auto workers or Wall Street, but when it comes to almost 9 million American energy workers, they don't seem to care. So we're going to put a face on Texas energy workers September 1st with the rally here in Houston and in Beaumont. Here in Houston, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, the George R. Brown. We're inviting energy workers from every part of this industry and small businesses tied to it to come down and let lawmakers know they are going to fight for their jobs, and they insist lawmakers in Congress, in the White House, fight for American jobs as well, and we hope everyone will attend.
Considering how this economy is doing right now, you think the White House would be fighting for every single job that's out there?
Well, the new numbers show that the American economy last quarter grew at a nearly stagnant 1.6%. That's a huge revision down and very bad news. The truth of the matter is our economy is dangerously close to stalling out. And the new jobs numbers, just another indicator of Americans' plummeting confidence in this economy. For the life of me, I don't understand why the president keeps hyping the stimulus, which no one has confidence in, and why he doesn't say, let's start over. These policies failed. It's time to rethink and reshape my economic team. Let's put America back to work. And unfortunately, he just doesn't seem to have an interest in doing anything but hyping the stimulus. Lately, some have been touting the Congressional Budget Office estimate of how much economic growth the stimulus has created. But you need to look at it closer. The Congressional Budget Office didn't count jobs. They just stuck in a very old formula. These formulas believe government spending is the way you create jobs. And for every dollar of new spending, you'll get more than that in economic output. But those are old formulas, the same formulas that said if you gave people a dollar in a rebate check, they'd spend all of it and more. Turns out they paid down their debts and they saved it. And so the Congressional Budget Office estimates are flawed. They're biased toward government spending, toward Washington, not toward Main Street. And until we get small businesses creating jobs along Main Street, and until we get consumer confidence up, which is key to ending the recession, we're not going to see recovery. The White House has failed terribly on both of those areas.
Consumer confidence is low and falling. Why is this happening if the stimulus is so wonderful?
The president claimed the stimulus would jumpstart the economy and restore consumer confidence. Well, obviously, we've lost millions more jobs since the stimulus took effect. And consumer confidence right now is lower than it's been in 18 months, lower than before the stimulus. So by the White House's own measurements, the stimulus had been a terrible failure. How can it have worked if we've lost millions more jobs and public confidence is at almost an 18-month low? And over 80% of Americans say the economy's in bad shape and it's not going to get better anytime soon.
One of the things the Obama administration and this Congress has been very good at is running up a whole lot of debt. But when individuals run up too much debt, their credit rating drops. Are we going to see that for our entire country?
I'm afraid we may. Standard & Poor's looking at downgrading our financial ratings, which would have a huge impact both on confidence for those investing in the United States and how much we'd have to pay back on all this debt, much higher interest payments. It's like, again, at your home, huge increase in the mortgage rate, takes so much money from your paycheck. Having a worse credit rating for the country discourages investment, and it takes more of your tax dollars to pay off all that debt. So it is a serious red flag. but it doesn't seem to me the White House is at all serious about tackling this.
A lot of people think that having the violence on the Mexican side of the border is nothing to worry about. But when 72 people are found dead within miles of the U.S. border, is that a sign that we need more help?
It is. Despite the federal government telling us that border violence is decreasing, it is getting more brutal and more cruel and spilling over across into the U.S. side. Truth is, we need more troops. We need more agents. We need a government serious about controlling violence along the border in Washington that will help states address violence, not take them to court for it.
Meanwhile, we learned this past week that the federal government is actually dismissing some cases for deportation. They may be trying something that is a good idea, putting the criminals first, but is it good to let everyone else go?
No, unfortunately, this is a green light for illegal immigration and a backdoor step to amnesty. It makes sense to prioritize to bring the most violent illegal immigrants to the front of the line to be deported. It doesn't make sense to let everyone else go. Doing that only encourages more illegal immigration. It discourages Americans who want the government to enforce the existing laws. At the end of the day, it works against a White House that is just obsessed with amnesty for illegal immigrants. It sends a signal to the rest of America, they're not really serious about closing the back door of illegal immigration.